This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And here to kick off the second hour, and actually kicking off the first two segments of the second hour, I'm chatting with Chris Martinson, the co-founder of PeakProsperity.com. I have Chris on a regular basis because not only can he speak to the investors in the financial community, but he also speaks to, I guess, a way more to live their life. And I'm currently reading one of Chris's books, actually his second book called Prosper, and I'm only a few pages through it, Chris, but it's very interesting. And that's one thing that I want to talk about in this first segment. It's kind of this all-encompassing aspect of how you look at the world and how you think people should be living their lives in terms of benefiting not just themselves, but also the community around them. And this all encompasses a seminar that you do on an annual basis. And this seminar is coming up. There is still a couple spots available, but it does fill up quickly. Chris, to kick us off, can you explain what this annual seminar is and what you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, I'd love to, of course. My framework for the world, it starts with the three E's, the economy, energy, and environment. And when you put all of those in one spot, the rather inescapable conclusion, which I think everybody listening already knows, is that we're really on an unsustainable course here, which is a euphemistic way of saying the path we're on is going to end very badly. Economically, for sure, but increasingly ecologically, as evidenced by loss of the bumblebee is now on the endangered species list. Time out, right? So when people encounter this big framework of saying, ooh, everything's going to change, their first question is, what should I do? Now, I wish this was something I could put on a 3x5 card and mail to them, but we can't because it touches everything. So this weekend seminar goes more deeply into the book that we wrote, which is Prosper, which is solution space. And in there, we talk about how people can become resilient, in fact, should become resilient, and do that by building eight forms of capital. Financial capital, front and center, very big, very important. But there are seven other forms of capital that we dive into pretty deeply in this weekend. And even this long weekend, it goes from Thursday to Sunday. It's this year from April 6th. to 9th at Row. You can find a link to it at our site at peakprosperity.com. But even though we're spending a full Thursday to Sunday on this, even that, we're still kind of scratching the surface because it touches everything, Corey, everything from how should I educate my children? Should they go to college? Where would I put my money? Wait, am I living in the right city? Big, big decisions actually result from this data.
And I will include a link to the seminar if people do want to sign up. And Chris, as I mentioned, reading your book right now, you go far beyond just what people should do with their money and more in terms of how they can, I guess, benefit the world as they move forward. But this is also a bigger concept here, as in, where do we see the world going? You just mentioned the bumblebee is now on the endangered species list, something that I think not a whole lot of people follow, but this is saying something. The bumblebee is now in that classification of animals or species. Chris, as your general take, how do you feel about the world right now? What are some of your concerns? What are some of the positives out there?
Well, the positive in this story is the fat lady hasn't sung yet. There are a lot of things we can do. But the truth is, if we continue to ignore the warning signs and go forward another 5, 10, 20 years, the fat lady will sing. There will be irreversible changes that we can't do anything about. So let's bring it down and let's talk about the bumblebee. If we lose the bumblebee, some people might be thinking, well, so what? I got stung by one once. It was unpleasant. The truth is that the bumblebee performs an irreplaceable, invaluable service for us. They perform a type of pollination called vibration pollination, and certain flowers can only be pollinated by bumblebees. Bring in as many honeybees as you want, doesn't matter. So once we lose the bumblebee, we will then forever have to be hand-pollinating everything that it used to pollinate, and that includes tomatoes and certain types of melons and 1,000 flowers we can't talk about. Or if the one year we forget to hand-pollinate the tomatoes, they die out and go away too. So what we're talking about at Peak Prosperity and in my work is trying to point out that we can't just be randomly removing components from an incredibly complex system, which is the world, without that having impacts that we can't predict. Spoiler alert, those impacts are usually very much not favorable. As well, though, let's go to the other side of this, just not, you know, how many billions of dollars of tomatoes do bumblebees pollinate, but it's the beauty of this, that we are actively dismantling a beautiful functioning system, and we're doing it thoughtlessly. So what our work does is try and wake people back up to that reality and say, wait a minute, not only what should we do, but how do we want to be in this story? And I got to tell you, Corey, I meet people all the time who feel uncomfortable, if not awful, about where things are going. This work is really about getting people connected with their heart and getting their head, getting their actions in alignment with the world they want to live in. Because that's all we can do in this story is be the change we want to see. The time is over. No more waiting for somebody else to move first. People listening to this, it's up to you. It's up to me. We take responsibility and we move forward.
Well, and I think that's one thing that people need to realize is that you can make a change in your daily life and in people around you. And I think right now some people just get discouraged hearing with some of the political news that's going on and actually just the negative news that we seem to get bombarded with. But the fact of the matter is, Chris, people can still make a very important difference in their world, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. So let me make this – here's one example. Let's go to the bumblebee again. What can you do? To me, it's completely obvious after studying this that the bumblebee is disappearing because of the types of pesticides that are being used in modern farming. Specifically, the neonicotinoids look to be heavily complicit in this. Europe has already banned them for this exact reason. The United States under Obama is like, oh, we can't figure this out. And the number one lobbying group trying to get the bumblebee not on the endangered list is the American Farm Group. When your American Farm Lobby is your chief lobbyist against the bumblebee, that's how far off the reservation we are. So what can you do? Easy. You eat organic food. That's it. Not maybe for your own health benefits for your body. There might be some benefits there, but because if it's organic, by definition, it hasn't been sprayed with the things that are destroying the bumblebee and the honeybee and other insects besides. So this is how we begin to connect things. Like if you're concerned like I am about the bumblebee, what can you do? Well, it might be insufficient for you alone to begin, you know, buying organic, but it's necessary. So we talk about that distinction all the time, things that feel insufficient, but, oh, they're necessary. And guess what? Until you personally connect your actions with your beliefs and what you know to be true, you're going to experience anxiety, fear, and that gnawing feeling of like, oh, I should be doing something I'm not. So that's really what our seminar is about, is like, hey, let's close the gap. You can't unlearn something, but you can change your actions. And by bringing our actions in alignment with the world we want to see, there's a lot that can be done. And guess what? I'm happier, healthier. I have better relationships. I sleep well at night because I'm doing what I can. And that's what I'm there to transmit in the seminar.
Chris, I have to say I chat with you on a weekly basis almost, and every time I chat with you, no matter what's going on in the world, you do always have a positive outlook, and I think this goes hand in hand with this seminar and how you look at the world, too, because you can always get bogged down with negative news, and actually you can also surround yourself with very positive news, too, but the fact of the matter is you need to live in your world, and you need to figure out what is best for you and what's best for the people around you, and that's what I appreciate about some of your writings, as well as, obviously, your general market commentary, and that's something we're going to get to next segment, because I am having you on for two segments, but I do recommend people checking out this seminar, and if you're in the area, sign up, because it does fill up every year, but what Chris has to say, and even Chris's team, and I know that your wife joins you there too, Chris, is something that people do need to focus on, as how they can live better and how they can impact change around them, because that's where where it truly does need to start. But Chris, next segment, we're going to be chatting about the markets. It was quite a crazy week, and I've already chatted about it in the first hour, but now I want your insight. So everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with Chris Martinson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Chris Martinson. And Chris, last segment we talked more high level on how people can improve their day-to-day life and improve their relationships with people. Now, in this segment, we're going to talk about the markets. This week was historic in many ways in the sense that we finally had the S&P move more than one percentage point that we were actually in, I think, one of the longest streaks in history where we were in boring markets. And boring markets that continue to move up. And on Wednesday, we saw a nice pop upward. And Thursday and Friday, a little bit of a pullback. But Chris, when you look at some of these charts, especially the monthly charts for the U.S. equity markets, do you consider this almost a blow-off top, this euphoric stage?
Yes, and I don't know how long or how high this top has to go to finally blow off, because this is the mother of all bubbles. What we're seeing here is not just this equity bubble, but it's really a credit bubble that began in the mid-1980s. And we had a brief correction that started in 1994 that was met with a wall of money courtesy of Greenspan that gave us the first blow off in 2000. That had a big crunch. And then Bernanke gave us the next round of this, driving us down to 1% interest rates, as well as beginning QE. And then now we're in our third final big giant blow off here. If you don't understand that construct, it's I think a lot of this is confusing. But on the monthly chart, it's pretty clear. We've had a variety of giant bubbles here. All of them are rooted, Corey, in the conceit that the Federal Reserve can print prosperity. Now, they can throw a party and the other central banks, too. But what they can't do is create real prosperity. All they can do is move wealth from one place to another. And what they've done is they've stolen from savers, a little over $1 trillion from savers. They've thrown granny under the bus. They've transferred all of that money over to the big banks and to speculators, crossed their fingers and hope that a rising equity market and rising bond markets would somehow magically turn into economic growth. Hasn't happened, won't happen. I think I understand why, but here we are. So I think this is really a giant blow-off bubble top right here. Had to happen. Boy, this is going to be really painful when it breaks, though.
Absolutely, it will, Chris. But it's one of those things where I know some people have been out there saying that this market has to pop. And quite frankly, if you haven't been invested in it, you've actually missed out on quite a run. So what's going to tell you when it is actually time for these markets to pop?
You just can't know. It's like there's a silent whistle that gets blown that only dogs and the marginal buyers can hear, and then it's over. So these things run a lot further than they thought. But here's a specific example. The Toronto real estate market was in a bubble years ago, and you could easily spot this bubble dynamic maybe 3-4 years ago, easy. But still, it kept going, and now we're in what I consider to be the final blow-off, and it might take a little longer. But in the Toronto market, the average house price, even in the suburban areas, is now over 1 million Canadian. You look at the average income in those regions, it's vastly out of alignment with that. We saw a 21% increase in Toronto house prices above wage increases. And that takes a really wild belief set to maintain, the idea that, hey, houses only go up, everybody's enmeshed in it, they're all convinced that breaks. And when it does, it hurts a lot of people, because here's the definition of a bubble. One exists when asset prices rise beyond what incomes can sustain. And then a feature of bubbles is it's impossible for anybody but a very few people to escape at the top. So that's clearly going to hurt a lot of people, a lot of banks. It's going to set things back when it bursts. Hard to say. Bubbles have a life of their own. But the final feature of bubbles I want to articulate is that they, as long as it took them to rise and as high as they went, usually it takes a little less time for them to come down, and they usually retrace all of those gains. So that's a feature we've seen over and over again in history. This time is not different.
So, Chris, if we do see some sort of a significant pullback in the markets, a correction that is very noteworthy and one that points to maybe a recession around the corner, is there anything that's going to benefit from this? Is there any way to be protected? Because, quite frankly, you look at some of the safe haven assets, especially the precious metals, they get hit when the markets move down.
Yeah, so we work with a variety of financial advisors, and they all have to have the same risk approach. And right now, they've built pretty sizable positions in cash. And we think cash is a reasonable position to hold at times like this, is to take some of your chips off the table. We do think that precious metals, not precious metals, gold is going to do reasonably well this next time, because Corey, when this burst happens, this isn't just a recession. Remember 2008 was scary. It was scary because nobody knew who to trust. I would like to say that our banks are stronger, derivatives are lower, sovereign debt is lower, all of these things that are pressures on the system. I'd like to say they're lower, but they're not. They're higher in every single case. So this next bubble burst isn't as simple as a minor correction in the overall economic landscape, which is a normal, natural thing that should happen. But this is going to be the bursting of a credit bubble. It's going to take a lot of pain and time to really unwind that. While that's happening, nobody's going to know who to trust. And then gold becomes a reasonable place. You should at least have some diversification to that, because the chance exists here that we're going to have a lot of institutional failure, maybe sovereign failures, other failures that are going to make people really question the entire solvency and integrity of the financial system. Because that's the kind of financial system we have, unfortunately. It's either expanding or it's collapsing. That's what 2008 taught us.
Well, trust is an interesting concept here, Chris, and since you brought it up, I think a lot of what this market has run on is trust in the central banks. Do you think that's slowly losing credibility, considering just look at the moves this week from the start of the week? I believe it was under 50% of a rate hike odds for March, and now we're over 80%.
Well, sure. That people continue to have any faith at all in the central banks is an enduring mystery to me, because once you look at what they've done, they've clearly used monetary policy to muck around with things that have political repercussions, social repercussions, because now that, you know, look at the gap between the wealthy and the poor. That's always a very destabilizing moment when the gap gets too large in any culture, going all the way back to ancient Greek times. This is a well-known feature. They've driven it on purpose, specifically transferred wealth from the many to the very, very few. And they've done that almost without any regard to how that might turn out or any historical knowledge. Just a bunch of eggheads, a bunch of academics who really seem to have book smarts maybe, but don't have any human smarts or street smarts. So they're playing with fire, and why we still have faith in them, I don't know. But when that faith evaporates, it's going to go very quickly, and that's, I think, the most damaging thing that we're going to lose in this next story is that trust.
Well, and especially right now, these markets really are driven by optimism, and optimism is also based on a bit of trust. So if this trust does come out of the market, then we need to be aware of that. But right now, you know what, even with this little short pullback that we're having, the markets continue to knock on the door of higher highs, and they even keep on breaking them. So it's an interesting market that we're in, Chris, and I appreciate your time as always. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition and bringing back on a guest that I have on the show on a fairly regular basis and a guest who I check out his free blog and his paid websites on a very regular basis. It is Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. And before we get into our interview here, Dana, I do want to share with our audience a special offer that you are providing to all the KE Report listeners for a new website that you launched. The website is lionsharepro.com. I will post a link below this interview, or actually below the weekend edition posting on our website, for people to click on, and you're extending a special offer to everybody who listens to this. All they need to do is sign up for 1 year of your services and then contact you through the contact page, or simply just send me an email as well, and I can forward your information on to Dana. So Dana, I appreciate you extending that exclusive offer to our audience. Before we get into it, can you explain a little bit about what you cover on your website, lionsharepro.com?
Sure, and thanks. I appreciate you mentioning it, Corey. And again, we launched a new service. A lot of people have been are familiar with what we share, some of the charts and commentary we've shared for several years on our Twitter and our blog, on our Tumblr blog. We do a lot of technical research, a lot of charting work, and do a chart of the day and a blog based on that usually. So it's all technical based. people seem to enjoy the charts and the research because it's all original. All comes from in-house, and we have a kind of a unique perspective on the markets that is a little bit different than what you're going to get elsewhere. But we thought it was a lot of content that we shared online. The problem was it was basically with a chart of the day and one blog a day. It's basically one data point that we're sharing a day, and it doesn't give you the full picture. And our concern was, you know, how do we get a more complete macro view of our outlook out there on a sustainable basis for us, but so that if readers are interested in it, they can get it, you know, on a daily basis. So we launched this new site called The Lion's Share, as you mentioned. It's at lionsharepro.com. And basically it's an extensive weekend update, macro update, and daily videos before the market on basically all the pertinent chart events and pertinent market developments as we see them on a daily basis. So they get basically the all-access view to our market analysis rather than, you know, just that one data point on a chart of the day basis.
So, Dana, would you say that this website is geared to the trader out there, or the investor who also needs to understand what's happening in a broad sense in the markets?
I think it's both, because we do both. You know, our main focus is the intermediate term, which is like anywhere from two to 6 or 8 months. Typically, that's our main focus in staying on the right side of the market within that time frame. But within that, there are risk management moves that you have to make and that you should make based on whatever the charting analysis, whatever developments come up, because you know, there's constant rotation going on, constantly new opportunities popping up, and perhaps opportunities that you thought were opportunities that didn't work out that you need to cut your losses on. So for that, in those terms, it's we offer an intermediate term view, so a longer term view basically. But at the same time, we have we pinpoint specific setups and specific developments that are occurring on a daily basis. So it can be a benefit for traders and longer-term investors as well.
So, Dana, let's talk high level about how people can look at charts and look at data, because it seems like day after day, especially for me, I follow a lot of different analysts, especially on Twitter, and you being one of them, that you get almost bombarded with data and charts and trying to piece it all together. How do you manage to filter out some of the noise and make it all make sense on an investment stance?
Well, I think the key thing is to have your set of indicators, your set of criteria that is important to you, you know, that you have a focus on what you're going to fall back on when there is all that noise, when you have, you know, a crazy 300-400 point up day in the market and things are going haywire, or those crazy markets after the election. You have to have that core system, that core confidence in what you're looking at, so you can look through that noise or beyond all the noise and focus on what's really important to you. So we have some models that have been in place, you know, in some cases for, you know, back to the late 70s in terms of some risk management models that are in place. And so we have these core principles and core systems that we have to fall back on and focus on when things do, as you say, get a little noisy and get a little hectic in the market. So it's something that's of great comfort to us that we've been through this and for many, many decades, and have a set of criteria that is important to us that we think is what matters in the movement of the market. So we know, you know, it's not the only way to do things, but for us, it's the best way that we found to filter out what doesn't matter and focus on what matters in deciding the direction of the markets.
I think that's very important, Dana, for people to have at least their kind of focus in terms of data, because you can get overwhelmed by all of it. And you do also need to understand that certain times some data moves the markets more than others. And right now, I think some of the data that you can look at is the sentiment numbers that continue to reach highs that we haven't seen in around 30 years for the most recent investor intelligence report that talked about consumer sentiment and the optimism in the market. Dana, how do you feel about these markets seeming to be lifted on more optimism than anything else?
Well, again, focusing on what's really important, we don't really focus on the why versus the what. You know, as long as prices are moving up, that's all we care about. Or if prices are moving down, what have you? We don't really try to figure out the why or the justification for a move. For example, prices. In essence, the markets is the greatest discounting mechanism in the world. There's no way that we could figure out better than what prices are figuring out in terms of which direction they should be moving and which direction they're going to move. So basically, we look at strictly the prices and strictly other data from directly from the market, like breadth data, market internals, stuff like that. So again, we're not that focused on why why is the market up? Why has the Nasdaq not had a bad close since the last day of 2016? It's like 50% longer than the previous record in the history of the index. We don't try to understand why this melt up, this drift is occurring. You know, we just, you know, understand that it is occurring and we want to be on the right side of it.
I respect that very much, Dana, because all day long you can read many different opinions as to why the market's going up. But the fact of the matter is the market is going in the direction it's going in simply because money is flowing into it. And we saw quite a pop on Wednesday in the markets. But that's a topic for another time. But I will be having you on next segment, Dana, and we're going to talk about what some of the charts are telling you, what some of the data is telling you about the moves in safe haven assets, such as precious metals and also interest rates, treasuries in a broad sense. So everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show with Dana Lyons.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition with the guest that I was chatting with last segment, Dana Lyons. Dana, we talked more high-level markets and data that you like to look at or what you like to consider when you're making your assessment as to where to invest and telling your subscribers where to invest. But now let's drill down into some of the moves that we've seen in these safe haven assets. First of all, I want to talk about interest rates, and on really the flip side of that, treasuries. We have seen a bit of a sell-off in treasuries, at least through the first part of this week. We are recording this pretty much at the market close halfway through the week, so we don't have the closing data, but what the bigger picture is telling us with interest rates moving higher is that a rate hike is more on the table for March for this FOMC meeting. To start off the week, we had rate hike odds at just south of 50% and reaching some high levels of in the mid-80 percentile factors. So this move in interest rates, Dana, what do you have to say about what we're seeing?
Well, I think, like we talked about before, there's no better filter, no better discounting mechanism than the market itself, and the best predictor, forecaster for interest rate rises is the Fed funds futures itself. So, like you said, the odds have jumped, and basically a rate hike in March is baked in at this point. So it has never paid to go against the Fed funds futures. So it's basically baked in that they'll raise in March. So I don't have any reason to go against that. But on a longer-term basis, it looks like quite possibly the longer rates are on the rise, too, for maybe for a long, long time to come.
Now let's talk about the 10-year rate, because you posted something earlier in the week that talked about how it looked like the 10-year was breaking out of this, what you called extraordinarily low rate regime, which has been in place for about, let's say, almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we are getting some follow through to the upside on this breakout in the 10-year note. Is this the end of this extraordinarily low rate regime?
Well, as it stands right now, it looks like it might be. Of course, we paint it as basically as two regimes. So we have this secular downtrend since 1981 in bond yields. So that's like the regular, your normal 30-plus year downtrend in yields. Then since 2007, you had this acceleration to the downside in this what we term an ultra-low rate environment or extraordinarily low rate environment, kicked off by the financial crisis. So rates have been within the confines of a downtrending trend line since 2007. After the election, we saw the 10-year yield spike above that trend line since 2007. So that was our first hint that maybe we're jettisoning out of this ultra low rate environment. It doesn't mean we're, you know, kicking off to the some huge move to the upside, because we're still within the confines of that 30-plus year down secular downtrend. But in terms of this ultra-low rate regime that we've been in for 10 years, it looks like we're breaking out of that. Since that spike above there in November, we've come down and tested that downtrend line that we broke above on several occasions, including on Monday when we posted that that piece about the 10-year testing that key 230-231 level. And as it turned out, it stopped right at the 231 level. And here on Wednesday, we see it spiking, yield spiking quite a bit higher. So it, for now, it's held that key line of delineation between that ultra low rate and just the, you know, your standard secular downtrend. So from here, it would be natural for an eventual test of that longer term downtrending line since 1981, or at least one since 1987, which at the moment would be up near 340, 350 on the 10-year. But first things first, we did test that broken downtrend line since 2007. So in the near term, it looks like rates on the short and long term are back on the rise.
So something that we have been seeing in the markets, and something that our friend Chris Temple notes, is this trade between treasuries rising as well as precious metals rising. And right now we're seeing a sell-off in treasuries, and that's why we're seeing yields move up. But as for the precious metals, the stocks are really the ones that are underperforming and have been underperforming for the last couple weeks. What are some of your comments on the precious metal stocks in terms of charts and your outlook?
Yeah, this is another one I'm glad we don't have to figure out the whys. You know,
okay.
We just figure out the whats, because the price of gold, which, you know, on a long-term basis, we're kind of agnostic on. We think maybe it bottomed last year, maybe not. We're much more confident that gold price, gold miners, gold stocks bottomed last year. But in the near term, while gold prices have held up pretty well, the miners got crushed earlier this week to the tune of like 5.5% one day. So that broke down out of a potential bull flag that was setting up for higher prices in the miners. And instead, we had a bit of a breakdown in the miners. And in the near term, that's a little disturbing, a little concerning as far as the gold miners go, even as gold prices have held up pretty well. But at the end of the day, they're both the miners and the commodities are pretty much range bound still. So we had that high back in July, August last year. We had the low in December, this past December, and we're basically just within the range bouncing around right now. So in the near term, the gold miners look suspect, but in the grand scheme of things, I don't know which way it moves big next.
Now, in all fairness, the gold miners have actually still done pretty well this year. They were moving up steadily since that bottom that they found in December of 2016. But what sort of a correction would get you really worried here? Would it need to drop back below that low that it put in back at the tail end of last year?
It would concern me before then. You know, I'd like to see it hold in terms of looking at the GDX, maybe. I'd like to see it hold, you know, around the $20 level, which would be around the 61 retracement of that move from January 16 to August of 2016. That would be a little bit above the lows we set in December. So if we pulled back to those December lows, I would think there'd be a good chance that we move back down through them. So I'd like to see it hold above that level. But like I said, I don't know. This is kind of trying to parse things out maybe a little too much here, because in the grand scheme of things, we're pretty confident that that early 2016 low, that false breakdown in the gold miners, probably marked a long-term secular low, or at least a cyclical low in the miners. So in terms of shorter-term entry points, we'll have our eyes open, but for the time being, it's kind of bouncing within this range here.
Absolutely, Dan. And overall, that drop that we experienced on Tuesday definitely did some pretty bad damage to the markets. But you know what? The gold and precious metals markets in general, I think, are climbing this wall of worry and continuing to steadily move higher. And I think, in essence, in the long term, that will be positive. But there is always short-term pain. That being said, Dana, it's great chatting with you. It's been great putting together this weekend show. As I said on the onset, I'm happy to be back. And again, I'm on the road again in Toronto for the PDAC conference on Sunday through Wednesday. So if anybody has any companies that they want me to check out, or if anybody is in Toronto during that time, I don't have a booth at the show, which gives me the freedom to set up some meetings and go visit with many more companies. So please email me any of your details or any companies that you want me to swing by and set up a meeting with. I'm more than happy to sit down with these management teams and learn a bit more about these companies and report back to everybody, because that is a lot of the time how I even discover some new companies. I have to say, some of our audience has done a great job leading me in the direction of some new exciting stories, which I hope I can share with everybody as we progress through this year. So everybody have a great rest of your weekend, and please keep those emails coming.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.